This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's rival military faction signed a so-called declaration of principles to protect civilians and allow humanitarian access, but without a ceasefire, airstrikes and artillery fire continued in Khartoum.
Since violence erupted on April 15th, Sudan's rival military factions have shown little desire to end their deadly fighting. The conflict has paralyzed Sudan's economy and strangled its trade. That is aggravating a ballooning humanitarian crisis, with the UN saying on Friday that 200,000 people have now fled into neighboring countries.
United States military is bolstering its defense posture in the Persian Gulf.
This is in response to Iran's increased interference with the navigational rights of internationally flagged merchant vessels, many of them carrying oil. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it is a core strategic principle of the United States not to allow foreign powers to jeopardize the freedom of navigation through critical waterways.
We are committed to responding to Iranian aggression together with our global allies and partners in the Middle East region to ensure the freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and other vital waterways.
And more details about these reinforcements will be revealed in the coming days. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The border between the U.S. and Mexico was relatively calm Friday after a few signs of the chaos that had been feared following a rush by worried migrants to enter the U.S. before the end of pandemic-related immigration restrictions. Less than 24 hours after the rules known as Title 42 were lifted, migrants and government officials were still assessing the effect of the change in new regulations adopted by the Biden administration. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the country's forces made significant gains in its war with Russia. Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova.
Confirmation of Ukrainian forces advancing at least 2 kilometers in the area of Bakhmut. President Zelensky did not specify the success areas. He just said that it's eastern direction and that the work is very active and the work is ongoing.
Zelensky is said to be visiting Italy over the weekend, where he may have a sit-down with the Pope and press for the country for its support as Russia continues its invasion. There's a new CEO for Twitter, and she's well-known in the advertising industry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
Elon Musk has confirmed it. The new CEO of Twitter, replacing him, is Linda Yaccarino, a longtime advertising executive who stepped down from NBC Universal to join the social media platform. Yaccarino was in charge of NBC Universal's market strategy and ad revenue. Before that, she held executive positions at Turner Broadcasting System. Musk says she will focus on business operations while he focuses on product design. Twitter needs to bring advertisers back. Many fled in the chaos that followed his takeover and new policies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An early May heat wave this weekend could surpass daily records in parts of the Pacific Northwest. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for much of the western parts of both Oregon and Washington. Temperatures in Portland are forecast to hover in the mid-90s throughout the weekend, and temperatures could hit the low 90s in Seattle. Residents and officials in the Northwest have been trying to adjust to the likely reality of more frequent heat waves following the fatal heat dome weather event that prompted record temperatures and deaths in 2021. Many of those who died were older people who lived alone. A former Philippine opposition senator and justice secretary has been acquitted of drug charges after key witnesses recanted and said they had lied about her involvement in narcotics trafficking. 63-year-old Leila De Lima remained jailed as she has an outstanding charge against her. De Lima has been detained since 2017 on drug charges she says were fabricated by former President Rodrigo Duterte and his officials in an attempt to muzzle her criticism of his deadly crackdown on illegal drugs. His campaign left thousands of mostly petty suspects dead and sparked an international criminal court investigation as a possible crime against humanity. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.